This is Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio. Here's your hosts, Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
Right now, joining us on the hotline, he's father of Michael Bennett, the Seahawks, and of Martellus Bennett of the Green Bay Packers. He's Michael Bennett Sr. joining us. Hey, Mr. Bennett, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
Well, we're doing pretty good, Mr. Bennett, but I got to ask you, you know, when I called you and asked you about doing an interview with us, I know, you know, you're going through some things right now mentally. Just kind of tell us what you're thinking, why all this happened. When you spoke with your son, what did he say, and what are you telling him now to get him back to normal, or can he get there?
Well, yeah, definitely. He could definitely get there. But so when the event took place, when he called me, you know, for 4:30 in the morning, you know, as parents, when that phone that late in the morning, you know, it was an issue somewhere, right?
Yeah. So
before 4:30, I answered the phone. It's him telling me what just happened to him, and I don't think I went back to sleep that night. I couldn't sleep to the sometime the next day or so. I just couldn't sleep after what he had to go through. You know, when you get stopped by the police, that's, you know, that happens all the time. It's not a big deal. We get stopped, we get a ticket, you move on or whatever. But, you know, to get handcuffed, thrown down, put a gun to your back and drug out, that's scary stuff right there, man.
Now, has he been, or have you been, or what has been reaction from, I guess, other players, other families that you know from the league? Have you guys been contacted at all by the league about this situation?
I haven't been talking to anybody else about what happened. I just let Michael and his people handle that. I just kind of been, you know, when he calls me to lean on me for advice or help or just to talk to me, we talk about it. But I just let him and his people handle that stuff until he needs me to cover. But families reaching out to us, a lot of families calling, you know, wondering what's going on because they know Michael's character. They've been knowing him all his life, you know, his older relatives. And they know what kind of person he has been and what kind of man we raised. So, of course, they was outraged to see this because they did never expect that to happen to Michael.
We saw comments from your other son, Martellus. And I know, just kind of listening to his comments, he was very upset. He showed it very emotionally distraught, if you will. Have you spoken with Martellus? And what has Martellus said to you that you can share with us?
Yeah, we basically talk every day, me and the boys. You know, Mike and Martellus, we raised them. My wife and I, we raised them very close. You know, they just been close all their life. They love each other to death. I mean, I know brothers love each other, but Mike and Martellus got that love that's just because it was always us. We was never around family. We always lived off from family, so we didn't have cousins they can go visit or you know, people like that. Me and my wife, we didn't live close to family, so it was just the two of them and us. So they were raised very close. But he called me, and he told me that he felt fear for Michael, and he felt like because Michael called him. I don't know who he called first. I don't know if he called me first or he called Martellus first. But Martellus, he felt that Michael was really shaken by the incident, and he was upset too. He wanted to go there, but you know, I was like, hey man, we'll just let it work out. We'll be fine. So. He just wanted to get there.
What's your advice to parents? What's your advice to those particular police officers? Because we know that all police officers do not conduct themselves in the same way. We know this. The majority of police officers, we believe, are fair. In this particular case, may not have been. What would your advice be to them? What would you say to them? What would you say to parents? Kind of give us your thought there.
Well, you know, as a parent, I mean, what you do, especially being, you know, who I am and being a black man, African-American male, you know, you know, raised in the South and in a small town in Louisiana, and I've seen some of everything growing up. You know, I've seen how people were treated unfairly because of who they were. And as soon as I turned 18, I left that town and I moved to California. But you know, I would tell parents, you know, just make sure that your kids understand that when you get stopped by the police officer, that you need to, you should follow all the rules. You should, you know, there are times, I mean, like, I don't think people should question because you know you just don't end well for young people when you question, you get mad and attitudes start to fly. But I just think people need to have control of themselves. You know, the police officers, I think they need to have professionalism. I think they need to be under control in situations. You can't let what somebody say get under your skin. I mean, we tell people that all the time. I mean, the first thing we tell kids when they're growing up, it's what they said. Don't let that bother you. They ain't hit you, right? You know, that's what we always tell our kids, right? So if somebody say something to you, you don't need to be worried about what somebody's saying. And I think that's what people need to understand. And if Michael didn't say nothing in this case, but when other kids are out there, you know, most people can't take stuff when you say stuff to them. So we tell our kids to be under control, you know, listen to the officer, pay attention to all his commands, and just do what you're told. But saying that, you know, you saw Philando Castile, he did exactly that, and he's not with us today. So you still have to be very careful when you do everything they say. They might not like something about you. You know, might not like something you did say or how you said it. So you just got to, man, it's rough. I mean, it's rough out there.
He's Michael Bennett Sr. He's the father of Michael and Martellus Bennett with us on the hotline right now. And Mr. Bennett, you know, your son Michael has said that, you know, this is the event that he just went through in Las Vegas is just another example of why he, you know, doesn't stand up for the national anthem during games. A lot of prominent people, including politicians, have tried to turn that into you're disrespecting the flag, you're disrespecting servicemen and women. You are a military family.
Yes, we are.
How, when Michael first, I'm assuming he probably told you, hey, Dad, I'm going to do this. What was your reaction, you know, when he decided he was first going to join the anthem protest? And what has been the reaction of other military people that you know, you know, as being a military family?
Well, you know, when he first told me he was going to do it, I asked him why he was doing it and, you know, what he's trying to accomplish. And we talked about those goals, what he wanted to do. And he felt like, you know, the things that was going on that he and after it was an incident that happened. Maybe it was with Philando Castile, but after the last incident happened, he said he just couldn't take it anymore. He had to do something, and he felt like doing this and it, on his platform at this time, he can help, you know, bring some change. And so me, being a military person, you know, of course I was trained to salute the flag, you know. But the only time you have to really salute the flag is when you're in uniform. When you're not in uniform, when you pass by the flag, you don't stop and salute, right? It's a military thing. It's when you in uniform, you pass by the flag, you do what you're supposed to do, or when colors have been raised and lowered. But as far as the military is concerned, like everybody that I served with, I served 10 years in the Navy. And everybody that I serve with that has reached out to me are totally with Michael in this thing. And we as military people who served this country, you know, proudly, and we did our job and we got honorably, we feel like we serve for people like Michael and others to do what they do in a peaceful situation. You know, we feel like that's what we stand for. That's what it's for. It's not a slap against the military. Because, I mean, that's what the military is here for, to preserve the rights of us to do what we do. And a lot of those people who are talking about, you know, not respecting the flag, I don't remember seeing their names on a watch, on a midnight watch. I don't see it where they were veterans, where they served this country in that capacity. You know, a lot of people feel like they served the country as, you know, your police officer, your firefighter, you served the country. That's not the same thing as the military. You are not asked to do what a military man is asked to do. You're not asked to leave your family for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months at a time. You're not asked to do stuff like that. You if you get mad at the fire department, you can quit. You get mad at the police department, you can quit. Military, ain't no quitting. You have to take what you take, and you have to do it, and you have to do it honorably no matter what you do, and you serve honorably. You know, what if we it just bothers me when I hear people talk about how it's a slap against the flag of the military. It just has nothing to do with those two things.
I am wow, astounded that you are actually laying that out, being that you served 10 years. It was 10 years, correct?
Yes, 10 years.
Okay, 10 years in the military, and you're kind of laying it out for the people who are listening to our show right now, how you feel as a military man, if you allow me to put it that way. I'm curious, though, this just came out about an hour ago. The Las Vegas Police Protective Association, which is the union for the city's police department, wants the NFL to take appropriate action against your son. Now, I don't know if you've seen this report or not, but a letter was sent to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, and it's stating here that they are requesting an investigation into Bennett's, which is your son, obvious false allegations against their officers. And one of the things that they're investigating, or that they want investigated, is the fact that he ran, and your son said that everybody ran for their lives. So have you heard anything any differently about just one person running versus many people running?
No. If you're in a situation, and I don't know, if people hear what they hear, gunshots, or what they think is gunshots, everybody's running. Like, I don't know who will sit there and look for the shots, who's shooting. People are getting away from that. Nobody, I don't know if you've been, I've never been in a situation where gunshots been fired and I got to run for my life. But if I was in my front yard and I heard gunshots, I'm trying to get behind something and see what's going on. I'm not standing there to look. So I feel like if Mike was running, why would he run and nobody else run? He ain't doing nothing. It don't make sense. It doesn't even make sense for him to even say that, you know, for him to run and nobody else is running. You know, that's just silly to say that.
You know, it also contradicts some of the reports of how things were run through and knocked over in this casino, and signs and stands were knocked over in the casino. Well, how'd that happen if nobody was running?
Exactly. How did that happen if nobody was running? I mean, you got to have some video or something. You know, I mean, I'm sure the casinos have videos. I don't know. I don't believe that. That Mike was in a situation where he heard what he thought was gunshots or whoever, and he's the only person running and nobody else is running. You know, still, if he's running, why would you attack him? If there's no situation, he's running, why would you throw him down and handcuff him and do what you did? Right? People run all the time in that situation. If there's not a problem, if there's nothing being stolen, nobody's reporting nothing, and everything is calm, and the guy's just running through a casino, you don't tackle him and handcuff him and drag him out the casino. I've been in casinos many times and run and jog it to my wife when she's on the other side. I'm trying to get over there where she at right quick.
Sure.
Nobody attacked me.
Yeah. Mr. Bennett, what was your reaction, your son's reaction, your family's reaction when you found out that the officer in question maybe conveniently didn't turn on his body cam as they're supposed to turn on their body cam in that situation?
You know, that's what it is. I mean, I just feel like people know he knew what was going on. If he didn't turn on his body cam, it just seemed like he had something to hide, in my opinion. So, I mean, that's all I can say about that. If you should do it, that's the rules you should follow. You should follow the rules. If you're in the military, if I'm in the military and I'm supposed to stand and watch a certain way, and I'm supposed to have my weapon a certain way, and I get inspected, and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm in violation. So right there, I lose credibility when I'm standing my watch, because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not doing it in the way it should be done. And when you don't do things in the way they should be done, bad things happen. If you text and drive, bad things happen. You know,
that's
true.
You should do what you're
trained to do when you should do it. So, me being a Navy guy, I'm trained to do things the right way. We can't not do things wrong. You know, when you do things wrong, people lose lives. So we have to do things correctly. And if you're not doing your job correctly, you're not protecting yourself or the individuals. So you should do things correctly so you are protected, and so are the people that you're dealing with are protected.
We see why you have two great sons. We're talking with Michael Bennett, who is the father of Seattle defensive end Michael Bennett. You saw what happened in Las Vegas. I want to ask you, Mr. Bennett, how do you feel emotionally at this time? We've been talking with you for a while, and you seem to be under control because you have been so well trained and obviously the way you were raised. But this happened to your son. How are you feeling right now about all of this?
Well, you know, Michael and Martellus, me and my daughters, they've never had to deal with a situation like this. You know, they grew up in Texas, grew up in Ailey, Texas, Mission Bend area, where they never had to face, you know, the police, never been pulled over, never had to be dragged out of a car. And when that happens to your son, you know, I know people are sending me all, I'm getting all kind of hate messages and inboxing me on Facebook and sending me all this hate stuff and how you this and how you should lead this country and all this stuff. I'm thinking to myself, let that be your son. You know, let that be your son. I don't see how you feel. Would you give your son the benefit of the doubt before you go out and make and pass judgment? What would you do?
Are you getting hate mail right now on Facebook?
Oh, yes. I've been getting hate stuff on Facebook since Michael started kneeling. But, when my kids were younger, when they was in high school, they were very good athletes, and they was Martell was the number one player in the country in football, number 10, 11 in the country in basketball. So we always was in the public eye a little bit. And, of course, when they have a bad game, everybody talking about them. That happened in high school, it happened in college. And it used to bother me a lot. But now the hate don't bother me anymore. I just take it for what it is. You know, we're in a country where, you know, people judge you daily. One day they love you, the next day they don't. So that's just the bottom line.
Mr. Bennett, do you expect more players to join in the protest in the wake of what's going on with Michael?
Well, if this was the NBA, I would say the whole NBA would be doing it. But since this is not the NBA and our contract situation in the NFL is what it is, and I don't expect a lot of the players to get involved because, of course, they got families to take care of. Colin Kaepernick had a nice contract before I'm sure he got money that he could live off probably for the rest of his life. I hope if he took care of his money. But it's got guys in the NFL, they just can't do that. And so you can't take a chance on losing your job because of the way you feel about what's going on in your community, which is sad to say because I feel like if you're a citizen, I think you're a citizen in this country before you're anything else. Before you're a radio host, you're a citizen. Before I'm a father, I'm a citizen. Before I'm a football player, I'm a citizen. I think as citizens, we have the right to protest if we feel like something's been done to us unjustly. And as a football player, they don't have that right. They can't do it because if they do it and you don't have your money is not right and you're the 43rd man on the roster, you're out of there. So I don't see a lot of football players doing it. As I said, if it was basketball, all your money is guaranteed, and you got these guys getting all this money, they don't have a worry. And of course, if you pay us about $140 million, you're not about to cut them anyway.
That's true. That's very, very true. Well, I think that we have asked you probably as many questions as we possibly can without going into too much detail. Anything that you want to tell us that we didn't ask or that you want to add?
No, I just feel like the community, you know, I think in any situation, I don't want them to rush to judgment about Michael. I want them to let the events play out.
Sure.
Let the Las Vegas Police Department do their investigation, and let the chips fall where they may. I believe my son. I mean, the call, if any father would have got that call from Michael, would have been feeling the way I felt that day. You know, I mean, you got a husky man, a big guy, football player, been in the NFL for 19 years, brutal out there on the football field. And when he called you, he's broken down.
Yeah, I fully understand. And I understand the emotional piece of this for you right now. I'm a dad. Man, I have a daughter. I sent you the text. I have a daughter. I'm concerned every day. And I'm going to pray for you. And, look, I hope that this comes to – I don't know what kind of an end it's going to come to, but I certainly hope that it comes to an end that everybody can deal with and most definitely that your family can deal with and that it's fair. That's what I'm hoping for.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Mr. Bennett, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great day.
All right. We'll see you later.
That's Michael Bennett Sr. on the hotline with us. And Ron, that one we're gonna post up because there was a lot of info in there. That
it's a little bit deeper than what
his answer
right
about the protest and the military and all of that. That was gold.
I totally
that was
agree.
Everything that you wanted to hear.